Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. And wow, I'm in the green room at Macy's in Pittsburgh, and this is an unbelievable honor that guess who's sitting next to me right now? Two-time Stanley Cup champion, Pittsburgh Penguin Connor Sheary. Connor, thanks for taking the time to chat with me today.
Of course, yeah, happy to be here.
Now, when you were undrafted, did you ever think in your wildest dreams you'd be a two-time Stanley Cup champion?
No, I was just hoping for a contract out of college, and then to finally get a chance in the NHL, and then in my first 2 years to go back-to-back, it's pretty surreal. It's been a whirlwind of a couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed the ride.
You definitely have enjoyed the ride, and what do you think of that, how you were able to do this, being undrafted? Did you tell a lot of the naysayers, forget it, I'm just going to, what did you do so you can get to this point?
Yeah, I've always been an undersized guy, I've always been little, and in hockey that's not always a good thing. I think you have to prove yourself a little bit more and always put that chip on your shoulder. So I think from a young age, I've always had to kind of prove myself to people. And once you get to the next level, it doesn't change. And I think I've just always had that drive to get a little better. And I mean, being in Pittsburgh, I've been fortunate enough to be on a really good team, a lot of good players, and a lot of good people around me that have supported me. So I'm pretty lucky to be where I am.
And that story, for the NHL is very surprising, right? Not a lot of undrafted players end up having a good career like you've been having so far, right?
Yeah, it's tough to make the undrafted, but I think once you get cracked in the league and get your opportunity, I think it's all pretty equal. It doesn't matter who's drafted and who's not. Like I said, I've ended up in a good spot here that's given me a lot of opportunity.
Who have you learned the most from? What would you say who you played with? And that's what that helped you get to where you are right now.
You're St. Clair's on the team? Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to say Sidney Crosby. I got the opportunity to play with him this year, and a lot of time spent on his line. I think just even watching him being around him, he doesn't have to say much. You know, you just kind of watch his mannerisms and how he goes about his business.
Right.
And it's a first-hand experience. Like, I can't trade that in for anything.
So just to have that opportunity, especially now playing on the first line with him, that's so real. Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know. I mean, it's hard to say how you got here, but I think hard work, dedication, and opportunity is the key. And I've been lucky to take advantage of all those things.
And how does it feel when you're a champion and you get to finally say, "I am a Stanley Cup champion"? Like, just the feeling when that goal went in, the times out, that hard work, especially this season, of what you had, you guys had to battle through.
Yeah,
and to finally say we're champions.
Yeah, it's cool. It's such a relief, you know. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders once you get to that point. You work so hard for it all year, and all 30 teams are working for the same thing. And to be the one to say, you know, we're the team that did it. We're the team that overcame everyone. To do it two straight years, I think that's a special thing.
And this city is amazing, right? The parade yesterday, top the year before.
Yeah.
What about the fans? Especially today, you're going to get to meet some very excited fans soon. And Macy's, but tell me just the atmosphere of the fans in Pittsburgh. How great is it playing in Pittsburgh?
It's crazy. Since the first time I got here, I think I was kind of in awe at the fans. It's regular season games, and these people are they're going crazy. I mean, the parade yesterday was something special, something I'll never forget. Us players had a lot of fun running around and taking pictures, and we were like little kids out there. But to see that amount of support and see that many people show up, it's really cool, and Pittsburgh is a great sports city.
And it's great what NHL players do, how much they see how important fans are and how you guys will relate and not be so stuck up and say, hey, I really want to thank you guys and honor you guys. And that's what I think, that's what the sport will continue to survive and continue to thrive, is because of your relationship with fans.
Yeah, we try to give back as much as possible. I think a lot of times they go unnoticed, just they're showing up the games and cheering for us, and we don't get to meet them all that often, but when we do, we want to make that a special moment because we know how much they care about our team. I think this is a good opportunity for us to give back.
So now taking the cup home with you, what is your plan? Do you have a plan yet?
Yeah.
What did you do last year, and now what's your plan this year?
Yeah, last year I invited a lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of people that kind of supported me throughout the years and been alongside me. I think this year I'm going to trim it down a little bit. I got a little out of hand last year. I think this year it'll be a little closer, friends and family, and we'll just enjoy our time with the cup. And just because you don't get these opportunities every day, and I want to be able to enjoy that.
Well, we want one more, or more than that. We want to go to the days of what the Islanders were like, when those four Stanley Cups. I know in a cap, but I think if this crew stays together, there's nothing holding back from people. keep on going.
Yeah, sure. We got our core back, so we'll see if we can do it again. That'd be an awesome experience.
Sully's able to do it, right? He motivates you. What kind of mentor is he to you, Sully?
Yeah, he's been a great mentor. He's given me, like I talked about before, a lot of opportunity. And he's a demanding coach. He expects a lot out of his players, but I think he's pretty fair as well. He controls a room that has a lot of different types of players, a lot of superstars. He controls that pretty well, and that speaks to how well the coach is.
So, do you do any of the charity work in the community and stuff you want to tell people about that you've done so far or at home?
I haven't done much. It's unfortunate that I have to say that, but I'm still young in my career.
It's so
still
busy. Looking at the season, you look at how many months a year you're playing in the season.
Yeah.
It's like...
Exactly. I'm going to try and give back, like you said, with my cup day. I'm going to try and give back as much as I can, maybe get out in the community, do something like that. But as far as charity work and stuff like that, I'm still in the early years of my career, and I want to work towards that.
Well, giving back is the most important thing. Give back to the fans, and you need to continue by giving back charity work. Great work that's at Children's Hospital. I've heard about a lot of guys that are coming through that, and Mario and all, and such a great part of Black and Gold. Best place we can find information on you, Connor? Where can we go?
Me personally?
Yeah, you're on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I got Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me on there. I try to post as much as I can, but I'm not crazy on there. Right. I like to see what else is going on.
And you're really excited about meeting the fans today, right?
This is going to be fun. So,
absolutely.
Like, it's part of the giving back we talked about.
Well, thanks, Connor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, team.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, guys, where are you from?
Here, Pittsburgh North Hills.
Pittsburgh North Hills. Mm-hmm. We're excited to be meeting Connor Sherry today. Yeah, I just finished interviewing him. What a great guy. Such an awesome. Who are your favorite players on the Penguins?
Cassie, Murray, and
Sherry. And Sherry, were you a fan last year, too, when they won the Cup?
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. Dad, are you a big fan as well?
Oh, of course, yeah. Connor Sherry actually threw a puck to my son during the game once. So we brought the puck from the son.
That's cool.
Yep.
So, you have a question you want to ask him? No questions you want to ask him? Okay, and I don't even know. Guys, got checked out. Come down to Macy's before 8 o'clock. I think it's 6 to 8, but I'm on Facebook Live. We're live right now talking to the fans, and also... we're filming for TV and a radio interview, so it was good meeting you guys.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
thank you.
We're live on Facebook, but also we are filming for television and radio. So are you excited about meeting Connor?
Yeah.
A big fan?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're still not over winning that second cup, are you?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No, not at all.
We're ready for the next one.
Yes, we're ready. We're definitely ready for the next one.
Yeah.
We're excited about
that.
Because I want to be back here again.
Yeah, exactly.
And interview somebody else, or who knows what happens. I interviewed Nick Bonino last year.
Bonino.
Yes. So, do you have a question you're going to ask Connor?
I don't know.
He's a very nice guy, so good guy. So were you guys? Did you guys go? Were you in the arena on Game 7 or
no?
Just celebrate
the big screen a few times.
Big screen. Okay. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. All right.
Go Pens.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Good. So what area are you from?
Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver. Okay, so you're a true hockey fan.
100%.
Okay,
I'm a true, actually, Penguins fan.
True Penguins. Okay.
I'm not a Canucks fan.
Okay, so why a Penguins fan? When did you start being a Penguins fan?
88. I watched Mario since I was a kid. So I started watching Mario play. I loved him, and that's basically it. I was a huge fan when they won 91, 92. I've never been to Pittsburgh. I actually went to Game 6 last year in San Jose and saw them win the Cup.
Wow.
And this year, I had tickets to Game 7, so if I got there, I was coming. But I guess Horney scored the goal, so it was perfect.
Yes.
Got my refund.
So we knew specifically that reasoning. So, so do you think they're going to win the Cup next year?
With Letang back, yeah. I think their chances are really strong. But if not next year, maybe they are at least guaranteed one to two more, I think. with Letang. So
okay. So you were worried when you heard Letang was injured.
100%, I was really worried.
And against the Capitals the most, right?
Yeah.
Because they look like the only team that could dominate for a
but
second.
But you know what? We have the Capitals' number, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter when you play them.
We have their number.
So how does your family life with your Penguins fan?
My wife's supportive. She's down here. My brother's actually a Montreal Canadiens fan.
Okay.
My cousins are all like the Canucks fans. They're all my friends are Canucks fans, so I do deal with quite a bit. So it was my time to rub it in.
So the basically the Canadians in your mindset is that people in Canada, do they like the American teams? Sometimes or not really. Would love to see just the Canadian team win it all.
Yeah, I think it depends on the market and where it is, right? But I think obviously Crosby's being Canadian, so there is a little bit of a soft spot for him.
So what's your question? You have a question for Connor?
I want to see if Connor Sheary's. A lot of Penguins are battling injuries during the playoff run, mm-hmm. and that sometimes is an excuse that's used, right? But it's coming out as a huge positive. Like I heard Cole had a broken hand. Just everybody had a little bit of things going on. So I want to see Connor Sheary. What was he struggling with? Right?
Exactly. Well, good. Good talking. You should follow me on Twitter at Total Tutor, and then also check out the interview I did with Connor.
Okay, sure. Perfect.
Google me, Neil Haley. You'll find me everywhere. Trust me. Okay. Talk? I love always talking to the young fans because I remember the days when I met Willie Stargell, all these different great Pirates and Steelers when I was a kid.
He's a big sports fan.
He's a big sports fan.
Stayed up till 12:30 for the Penguins game.
Huh?
Stayed up till 12:30 for the Penguins game.
12:30.
Yes.
Okay. And did you think they were going to win, or did you think it was going to go to Game 7?
I think it was going to go to a Game 7.
You thought it was going to go to Game 7.
But he had predicted. He said that they're going to win first two, they're going to lose the second, and then they're going to win a game.
All right.
My prediction was right. I'm good at predicting stuff like that.
So, did you predict the NBA Finals as well?
No. My friend did.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it. I'm a Canucks fan. I wanted to see both teams win it again, and it just didn't happen.
Hey, she wanted Golden State to win.
Oh. Why? Oh, come on. The super team. You like their team play.
Yeah, I like them better than the Cavs.
So are you a bigger hockey fan?
Is your favorite hockey, baseball, football.
Yeah, it's not interesting. We're in Pittsburgh right now. We hear that. Sure. Okay. So what question are you going to have for Connor?
What's it going to be like in the locker room without Flurry?
Oh, see, that's a great point because if there was not Flurry, that's an awesome question. See, you guys should have sent questions to me. I had an impromptu. I didn't know how long I'd get to interview Connor today. About 7 or 8 minutes I interviewed him, but that would have been an awesome question.
That's longer than we're going to get to know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What question are you going to ask him?
I'm just going to ask him how it feels to be part of the Pittsburgh Penguins and what's he going to do in his summer off.
Oh, I'm sure he's excited about that. Such a short summer. The season's so short. The off season compared to what football gets so many. They'll be back soon.
Yeah.
To think about, hey, we got to relax. And
they have a long season, that's for sure. So I'm sure he'll enjoy his summer somewhere.
Exactly.
Exciting.
Okay, all right.
Good job.
So you're a big Penguins fan?
Yes, have season tickets.
Season tickets, oh,
yes.
Oh wow. And so were you at the arena on the game six?
Yes. And we went to the parade yesterday. We got there at 4:30, close to 5 a.m.
Wow.
We live 2 hours away in Punxsutawney. We stayed in a hotel for three nights. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And so you traveled every the games to Punxsutawney.
Yeah, I don't go to every game, but I went to all the playoff games.
Oh, wow. Great last year. Strikes and everywhere.
I have memories of Punxsutawney when I was a minor league professional wrestler at the Armory back 18 years ago.
My son practiced there for football.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I remember those days in Punxsutawney. And then we went trying to find Phil, and we just could not find Phil.
At the library.
He's at the library.
Yeah, he's we found that out. My wife and I stayed over, and we found out that it was at the library. And we're like, oh my gosh, Phil's at the library? I thought we were going to go out and drive out like in Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And this is the strangest thing, Punxsutawney. I'm interviewing from Groundhog Day tonight, the one who played Ned Riverson. that's the Goldbergs principal tonight on my show tonight, 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting that we brought Punxsutawney Groundhog Day. I'll have to tell Ned that.
Yeah.
Really, what his real name is. I can't pronounce it. But just to say, Miguel would be like, that's pretty cool. So say hi from Punxsie.
Yeah, hi from Punxsutawney.
I had fun when I was in Punxsutawney for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Okay, take care. You have a question you're going to ask Connor?
Just what he's going to do for his time off.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good talk to you.
You're watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.